So the properties of our covalently bound carbon are that it'll form an enormous number of compounds through bonding to carbon and the range of other elements that are present in the periodic table in a covalent fashion. For silicon and germanium, these guys are metalloid semiconductors, and the silicon processors that we'll find in nearly all of our microprocessor chips these days, the solar cells that we're finding on houses all around Cairns, these guys rely on ultra-pure silicon as a semiconductor at their base. The bonding of silicon to oxygen forms very stable compounds called silicates. So I mentioned aluminous silicates and silicates in the previous lecture. And at the bottom, the tin and lead now are metallic, although there is some covalent character.